Thank you very much, Randy. I am reading through the book of Leviticus. I hope you are as well, following the Legacy Reading Plan. In fact, just a few moments ago, I was reading Leviticus chapter 8, where the priests put blood on the lobe of their ear, on their right thumb, on their big toe. And I wondered, what is that all about? And as you look at background commentaries, you learn that smearing or dabbing rituals in ancient Near Eastern cultures focused on entrances as a means of cleansing from impurity and also as a means of protecting from sacred contagion. In other words, the ear represents what goes into your mind, what you hear. Your thumb represents what you do. Your foot represents the path on which you walk. And the priests had to be sacred in all their ways. And it reminded me of surgery. Because during surgery, doctors and nurses don masks, they put on gloves, and of course they operate in a sterile environment. Of course, they sterilize all of their surgical instruments, and they wash their hands with soap and water and antibacterial agents. But medicine prior to the age of scientific enlightenment was not always as cautious. Nurses would wipe the blood of their hands after tending one patient and then go on to the next. They simply did not grasp the power of the germ. And we're often in a similar condition. We fail to grasp our utter depravity in light of the holiness of our Creator. And therefore, Leviticus is instructive. It's an eye-opener. Through civil and through ceremonial laws, ancient Israel had to cleanse themselves before the presence of an altogether holy God. Well, today, of course, we're no longer bound by these kinds of types and shadows. Christ is the substance, and he has fulfilled the shadow. And therefore, Leviticus serves as but a reminder of just how great a debt had to be paid so that we might be reconciled as unrighteous creatures to an altogether righteous God. When we read Leviticus, it's difficult for us to grasp the symbolism, but it is powerful. And I think if there's one thing that we have to grasp as Christians living in the 21st century, is that the chasm between God's righteousness and our sin is an unbridgeable chasm. And I think that apart from recognizing that, I think we sometimes fail to recognize just how much we have been forgiven, just how great our debt really is, just how great a sacrifice our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ made on our behalf. So as you read through Leviticus this month, consider, as you look at the types and shadows, the substance, Jesus Christ, who came and one day lay prostrate in the pool of his own blood before his creation, so that we might be reconciled to him for time and for eternity. How great a salvation we have been given. How great an inheritance we have been promised. How great a hope we look forward to. A new heaven, a new earth. No more death, mourning, crying, or pain. And this month, get into the Word of God. Get the Word of God into you as we tackle the problem of biblical illiteracy. And don't forget the Proverbs. Today we focus on Proverbs chapter 1, one chapter of Proverbs each day makes the proverbial doctor go away. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the naive, to the youth, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear an increasing learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel to understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. You want wisdom? You want instruction? You want discretion and discernment? The book of Proverbs, every single principle or maxim for successful daily living. Get into it. Enjoy it. Become addicted to it. If you don't have the Legacy Reading Plan, get it today. You can order on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, you can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And no, I will not stop bugging you until you get into the Word of God and get the Word of God into you.